The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right, we're heading into the danger zone where we go looking for trouble, because if we can spot the trouble and help you learn where the trouble exists, then you can avoid it, not only in the investment we talk about, but every place. And that's a big part of the research that they do at New Constructs. Now, if you've never been to newconstructs.com, or you haven't followed them on Twitter, where they are at New Constructs, the company rates investments on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And each week here, we go into the danger zone to look at something where not only is it dangerous, but hopefully it builds some bigger lessons for how you might size up the investment world, and you can decide on your own what winds up being things that are attractive and what are the things you want to avoid. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Let's get right to it. Who is in the danger zone this week?
The PowerShares S&P Small Cap Consumer Staples ETF.
Danger, danger.
And that is ticker symbol?
PSCC.
PSCC. Consumer staples, this is an area that a lot of folks would think, hey, with an economy feeling better and the market doing well, this should be an area that's doing okay. So why is this fund not doing okay?
You know, that's the perfect question. Yeah, and when we look at our models in terms of what sectors we like best, which sectors have some of the best or worst holdings in terms of ETFs and mutual fund offerings, you know, we find that consumer staples is right up there at the top. And I like highlighting PSCCs for the danger zone because perfect example of how you can't trust the label on an ETF. We have 9 consumer staples ETFs under coverage, equity consumer staples ETFs.
Mm-hmm.
And the very top ETF in our universe is a consumer staples ETF, XLP. And the very worst, or one of the very worst, is PSCC. And so you've got 2 ETFs that a lot of people might think could be very similar because, you know, they're consumer staples, both of them, and one of them is just a lot worse than the other.
What explains the difference? Because they're both ETFs, so it's not like you can say, oh, there's a sales load structure in here that makes one terrible. It's obviously got to be something in the construction.
That's exactly right. And this is where I think the diligence on the holdings in an ETF is really important. With respect to PSCC, 45% of the stocks held in this ETF get a dangerous rating, whereas in XLP, you know, you're talking about less than 20%. And a much larger proportion of the stocks in XLP are attractive or better rated, where, you know, for a PSCC, we've only got about 12% are attractive or better rated. So it's all about the stocks the ETFs hold, because at the end of the day, Chuck, performance in an ETF is a function of the stocks it holds. And so if you're not sure about the stocks the ETF holds, you're really not sure about that ETF at all. When you compare two ETFs that on the surface may look very similar, and you look in the holdings, you see a big difference. I think it highlights the need to do that kind of diligence.
In this case, the PSCC, is the real issue that fund is skewed heavily towards small cap and micro cap stocks, where the fund that's at the top of the consumer staples group and at the top of your all ETF group is much more large cap? Is that the issue?
I think that's part of it, absolutely. I mean, it is, in the sense that that's part of the reason why the stocks in PSCC are different. It is a small cap focus. Small caps, more than large caps, don't look as attractive to us in general. And so, yes, I think the PSCC orientation towards small cap puts it at a disadvantage because there are not as many good stocks to choose from there. But at the same time, again, it does get, you know, two stars or a dangerous rating as opposed to four stars on an attractive rating, which is what XLP gets.
This is a case of somebody, again, needing to know what's going in. You don't necessarily judge it on the consumer staples. You judge it on the cap size and consumer staples. If you're saying, I want a consumer staples fund, I agree with the play. As I said at the beginning, I think most people would say this is probably a good time to be in consumer staples. If you agree with that concept, this is where you say, yeah, but they're not all created equal, and find out what's going on inside of it. Is there a logical time where somebody would say, okay, if I've diversified and I specifically wanted small cap, where they would expect things to turn around and where someday you would be looking at it going, now it's a good time for consumer staples, but the small caps are leading the way and the large caps are getting hammered?
I guess that's possible. I think you'd have to see two things would happen. I think the underlying economics of a lot of the small cap companies in the space would have to get better, and the valuations would have to get cheaper. So I think you'd probably see a pretty major deterioration in small cap performance before they would be getting attractive again.
When we look at ETF analysis, it's a little bit different when you're looking at funds and ETFs than when you're looking at individual stocks. But what's the expectation, if it truly is one of the most dangerous ETFs out there, what's the performance expectation?
It's interesting because it's a basket of stocks. You know, I would expect that this is a $39 fund, and my expectation is that you would see, flat to down performance in general. I mean, depending on what their charter allows them to do in terms of changing stocks, that could affect things. But the risk reward is not good, and I don't see this fund going anywhere but down. And I'm not really in a position to predict specifically a certain amount as I do with the stock, but I would avoid it at all costs.
Well, and what we can say is if the rising tide in consumer staples is going to lift all boats, it's not going to lift this boat as much as it is the others. That's the point of why you look carefully at the holdings, and it's why Power Shares, S&P Small Cap Consumer Staples, ticker symbol PSCC, is in the danger zone. David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information on their research, go to newconstructs.com, and you can follow them on Twitter, where he is at New Constructs. David, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you very much, Chuck.
There's much more to go on the Monday, March the 25th edition of Money Life. Stick around. The Market Call's up next when we return.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.